Hello, and welcome to this GCSE English Language Study podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most essential skills you'll need for your OCR exam, adapting language for different situations. This is topic 3.4 in your specification, and it's absolutely crucial because it underpins both your reading analysis and your creative writing tasks. Now, here's the thing. This skill is worth a massive 30% of your marks through Assessment Objective 5, plus another 20% through AO6 for technical accuracy. So if you master this, you're looking at half your marks right there. Pretty important, right? Today, we'll cover the core concepts, walk through some exam strategies, highlight common mistakes to avoid, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your understanding. Let's get started. So what does adapting language actually mean? In simple terms, it's about changing your tone, style, and register to suit your audience, purpose, and the form you're writing in. We call this the GAP framework: genre, audience, and purpose. Let's break that down. Genre means the form of writing. Is it a letter, an article, a speech, a review, or a blog post? Each form has its own conventions. A formal letter starts with "Dear Sir" or "Madam" and ends with "Yours faithfully," while a blog post might open with a punchy question or a personal anecdote. Audience is who you're writing for. Are they teenagers or pensioners? Experts or beginners? Your head teacher or your best friend? This determines your vocabulary choices and level of formality. If you're writing for young children, you'd use simple sentences and everyday words. If you're addressing a local council, you'd adopt a more sophisticated, formal register. Purpose is why you're writing. Are you trying to persuade someone to agree with you? Inform them about an issue? Argue a point of view? Advise them on a course of action? Or simply entertain? Your purpose shapes everything from your sentence structure to your choice of rhetorical devices. Now, let's talk about register. Register is the level of formality in your language. Think of it as a sliding scale from very formal to very informal. A letter to your MP would be at the formal end. I am writing to express my concern regarding the proposed development. A text to your mate would be at the informal end. Can't believe they're building that thing. In the exam, you need to pick the right point on that scale and stick to it. One of the biggest mistakes candidates make is starting formally and then drifting into slang halfway through. Examiners call this inconsistent register, and it costs you marks. Let's look at some concrete examples. Imagine the question says, write a letter to your local newspaper arguing that teenagers are unfairly represented in the media. Your audience is adult newspaper readers. Your purpose is to argue, and your genre is a formal letter. So you'd open with something like, Dear editor, I am writing to challenge the persistent and damaging stereotypes of young people that appear regularly in your publication. Notice the formal tone, the sophisticated vocabulary, and the clear statement of purpose. Now imagine the question says, write a lively article for a teenage magazine persuading readers to volunteer in their community. Your audience is teenagers, your purpose is to persuade, and your genre is a magazine article. So you might open with, ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like every day is just school, homework, Netflix, repeat? Well, here's a secret. Volunteering could be the game changer you didn't know you needed. See the difference? The tone is upbeat, conversational, and directly addresses the reader. That's adapting your language. When you're analyzing text in the reading section, you need to identify how professional writers do this. Look for shifts in tone, deliberate vocabulary choices, and structural techniques that target specific audiences. The mark scheme rewards candidates who can explain not just what the writer does, but why they do it and what effect it has on the intended reader. Right, let's talk strategy. Before you write a single word in the exam, annotate the question. Circle the form, underline the audience, and highlight the purpose. This is your GAP analysis, and it takes 30 seconds but saves you from disaster. Next, adopt a persona immediately. If you're writing as an outraged local resident, channel that outrage from the very first sentence. If you're a calm expert offering advice, let that authority come through. Don't wait to warm up. Examiners are assessing your first paragraph just as rigorously as your last. Here's a big one. Avoid formulaic devices. Yes, rhetorical questions can be effective, but not if you're throwing them in without thought. Don't you think we should care about the environment is weak? How many more species must vanish before we act? It's stronger because it's specific and emotionally charged. Tailor your techniques to your context. Now, common mistakes. Number one, drifting register. You start with, I am writing to express my profound concern and end with, "It's just not fair, in it," that's a disaster. Proofread specifically for tonal consistency. Number two, ignoring the audience. If the question specifies you're writing for elderly residents, don't use teenage slang or assume they're familiar with TikTok trends. Show you understand who you're addressing. Number three, comma splicing. When you're trying to sound urgent or conversational, we need to act now. This is our last chance. We can't wait any longer. Those are three separate sentences. Use full stops, semicolons, or conjunctions. Comma splices will cost you marks under AO6. And finally, generic analysis and reading questions. Don't write "this makes the reader want to read on." Specify which reader and why. The use of emotive language here would provoke anger and parents concerned about school funding is much more precise. Okay, quickfire quiz time. I'll give you 5 seconds after each question to answer in your head. Question one, what does GAP stand for? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, genre, audience, purpose. Question two, if you're writing a formal letter to someone whose name you don't know, how should you sign off? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, yours faithfully. Question three, what's the term for the level of formality in your language? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, register. Question four, name two persuasive techniques from the A-Forest acronym. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, any two from alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, rule of three. Question five, in analysis, what does PEEL stand for? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Answer, point, evidence, analysis, link. How did you do? If you got 4 or 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Adapting language is about matching your tone, style, and register to your GAP, genre, audience, and purpose. In writing tasks, annotate the question, adopt your persona immediately, and maintain consistent register throughout. In reading tasks, analyze how writers adapt their language and explain the effect on the intended audience. Remember, this skill is worth 50% of your total marks when you combine AO5 and AO6, so it's absolutely worth mastering. Practice with past papers, get feedback on your register consistency, and always, always proofread for tonal drift. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and remember, the right words in the right way for the right reader. You've got this.